Everybody needs a little time away, I heard her say. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, January 16th, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. I'm David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today, Bill?
Doing great.
Good.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Nice long 3-day weekend. Still had to do some work on Monday, but we didn't do a morning show. So, hello to those folks out there that we missed. But, yeah, it was a good weekend for me. Had some folks come into town, and, yeah, it was nice.
How about you? Headed down to the Bluff Balloon Rally, I assume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. They didn't have the best weather, so not all the balloons went up. But several did both Friday and Saturday, and so yeah, it was a good time.
And then yesterday in Valley of the Gods had another great day. So
yeah,
so. Kind of a sobering day though. There was that balloon accident in southern Arizona. That anyway, I hope everyone's okay. Families in mourning.
Terrible accident there in southern Arizona. I know you've read a little bit about it.
Yeah, there was it's a ballooning center. A lot of ballooning there in this time of year in particular, and some skydivers went up in a balloon and they all skydived, and then the small crew that took them up apparently crashed on their way down and several killed, and anyway, just a tragic thing on a day that You know, so the balloons didn't go up on Saturday morning, many of them, in Bluff, just because of weather concerns. And, of course, people travel and would like to go up in the balloon. And anyway, it gives you a little bit more appreciation for the good decision-making in tough circumstances to not fly, even though there's pressure to fly. And
yeah.
Anyway, what a beautiful weekend, though, and we seemed to dodge some of the weather that hit northern Utah. I was in New Mexico. It was beautiful down south. And anyway, a fun weekend.
Good deal. That's great. I hope everyone out there also had a nice weekend and is ready to get into another work week, another week here in the Red Rock Country.
A shortened one, at least.
Yep. That's right. Yep. And if it wasn't shortened for you, well, you're still in Tuesday by now. So good news. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some of that local news and happening. The Monticello City Council meeting in their regular session on January 9th. Members of the Monticello City Council swore in 3 city council members to 4-year terms at their January 9th meeting. Council members Ron Skinner, Nathan Chamberlain, and Kurt Crowley were all sworn in for 4-year terms at that same meeting. Members of the Monticello City Council also discussed prioritizing an application for a community development block grant. Council members held a required public hearing to hear various ideas for the grant in November. Projects to consider for the application of the funds were shared by the council, staff, and citizens. Among the ideas shared, including updating city infrastructure, including water and sewer lines, addressing housing needs, and making a city playground ADA compliant. At the January meeting, members of the council discussed the priorities of the grant, including shovel-ready projects. Members of the council shared thoughts on preferred projects with an informal preference of applying for the grant for water and sewer infrastructure seen as a possible priority for the council. Members of the council agreed to finalize that priority list for a CDBG grant at an upcoming council meeting. In other news, City Manager Caden Kulo also spoke with the council about grant opportunities for the city. The city has a request for proposal open for a grant writing position. Mayor Bailey Hedgeson also shared her preference that the city identify projects and then look for grants rather than find grant opportunities and try and fit a project into grant parameters. At the meeting, members of the council also received a preview on the new city website, which has been under development since the receipt of COVID funds in 2020. Kulo showed the website with information, including the latest news, options to fill out application forms, and a how-to section that should provide answers for commonly asked questions from citizens. At the meeting, council also discussed the need to address compensation for the city fire chief. While the Monticello City Fire Department is voluntary, Councilmember George Rice noted that the fire chief has a lot of additional responsibilities, including building inspections as well as maintenance and inspections of the department equipment and vehicles and other duties. In informal discussions, the council seemed to agree the biweekly stipend of $75 ought to be increased. That's all part of the latest news out of the Monticello City Council. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more of those items here on Red Rock 92.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer. It's the after Christmas sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January white sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug after Christmas sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next to Walker's True Value.
It's a new year, and Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez has everything you need to stock up and get organized. 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes are just $12.99. Buy three Ace furnace air filters, get one free. Plus, check out the great deals on Ego Power snowblowers and start your home project with savings on Milwaukee and DeWalt power drills and accessories. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, January 16th, 2024, 9:17 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Taking a look at some news in the Red Rock listening area, where members of the 25th Navajo Nation Council spoke and delivered the legislative priorities to Utah Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson and state legislators during discussions held in Salt Lake City prior to the official start of the state legislature's 2024 general session, which is scheduled to begin, supposed to begin yesterday. Speaker Crystalline Curley was joined by Council Delegate Shandine Parrish, Shauna Ann Claw, Curtis Unito, and Sherilyn Yazzie, as they discussed several key legislative bills. Council continued to advocate for $2.9 million for the state to partially fund an environmental impact study to advance the process of constructing a roadway between Navajo Mountain and Oljeto. The total cost of the study is $4 million, with the Navajo Nation committing $1 million and $100,000 secured from the Navajo Revitalization Fund. Delegates Parrish and Unito stated the roadways would help many Navajo residents who currently travel long distances through rough terrains to and from their homes, also improve emergency response time for first responders, and increase economic opportunities for the area. Council members also urge state lawmakers to support a bill that would allow Indian health services and tribal health facilities to receive reimbursement for qualified traditional medicine services provided for Medicaid beneficiaries who reside in the state of Utah. Delegate Yazzie explained the traditional healing methods provided by Navajo medicine persons can be more effective at a lower cost than medication prescribed by doctors at hospitals and may save funds for the states. The delegates noted that a similar measure was implemented in Arizona in 2016. Speaker Curley also addressed voting rights and asserted that state lawmakers should support measures that increase voter participation, especially for elders who may not be fluent in the English language and those reside in rural tribal communities. Additional priorities can be found on the Navajo Nation website. But again, getting ready for that start of the legislative session, Bill.
Yeah, and the Navajo Nation, and of course, all four corner states are in their state legislative season. I just saw Colorado's they're not having it today because of poor weather, but both New Mexico and Utah are opening their sessions today, and Arizona is in session. So that legislative season, which is, it's interesting how different it is, different lengths. It's a 30-day session in New Mexico, a 45-day session in Utah. I think all four of our states have, not volunteer because they're reimbursed, but not a professional legislature. You know, they go back to their jobs after the season, but we're in that midst, four states and the tribe all getting to work right now with the legislative season.
Yeah, and Utah delegates, again, speaking to Utah Navajo Nation delegates, speaking to Utah representatives ahead of their session. And again, it's, you know, you're starting to hear buzz about different bills. I know one that's got a lot of interest and folks, you know, interested in providing input is one that's being considered that would require a school safety officer at every school in the state. That would, under that first draft, it would be funded by a county sheriff's office. So I know that's something that local law enforcement is interested in and could really impact the area. Of course, there's always a lot of different bills that could impact the area. So it's kind of interesting to follow.
Yeah, and it's a, I don't know, I think it's great. 30 days New Mexico, 45 days Utah, 2 months in Arizona. These brief legislative sessions and an awful lot goes on. So we'll try to keep up and keep you informed of things that we hear about. But that legislative session, the closer you get to your own neighborhood, the closer your legislature, you know, whether it's a county commission or city council or a state legislature, really affects your life.
Yeah.
And glad that there's people who serve and we have this mechanism to elect our representatives and wish them luck as they start the sessions.
Yeah. Well, very good. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Southwest Memorial Hospital was awarded a Performing Leadership Award. That's according to Bailey Duran with a report for the Cortez Journal. You can read about it in full in the latest edition of the Journal. But the Southwest Memorial Hospital was awarded the 2023 Performing Leadership Award by the Colorado Rural Health Network. The award was determined based on information provided by a performance index used by Colorado Rural Health as the standard for assessing and benchmarking rural and critical access hospital performance. Reported for quality, including mortality rate, safety of care, hospital readmission rate, and timelines of care to show how the Southwest Memorial Hospital is higher than other Colorado critical access care hospitals in quality performance. So they're excited to celebrate that. You can read more about some of those measures, some of the work being done at Southwest Memorial in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal or online at the-journal.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, and there'll be services this morning for Madge Story, age 96 of Cortez. They begin at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Cortez. Graveside services for Inez Carter, age 84 of Cortez, are Friday at 2 p.m. at the Cortez Cemetery. Funeral services for longtime Cortez area resident Chan Chaffin, age 80, will be held on Friday at the Luis Areola Community Center. There'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans of Cortez at 10 a.m. on January 20th. at the LDS Church on Empire Street in Cortez. She passed away in November. Graveside services for Mike DeRozier of Monticello are Friday, January 26 at 1 p.m. at the Monticello Cemetery. And services for Angeline King, age 92 of Monticello, are Saturday, January 27th at 10 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Monticello. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be back. Actually, before we go, we'll send you to the Artful Life with Ellen Williams. We'll send you to that and be back here on Red Rock 92.
My husband is a pathologist by profession, but a dentist by training. His most memorable trip was to Honduras, Central America with the Methodist Church. They provided free dental work for the natives. My husband's recollection was that these folks stood in the hot, blistering sun for several hours to receive free treatment. They sat as a patient in a wooden school chair without a neck brace, yet they all expressed gratitude. This was in a remote area where there was little medical help. He coined the people being in eternal suffering. He returned from the trip filled with greater appreciation for all he had. He pulled a lot of teeth, but had a lot of satisfaction at having volunteered. Volunteering is not uniquely American, but Americans are able to give more than most because we are a prosperous country. About a third of Americans volunteer each year. Do you know that the current value of an hour of volunteer work is $29.95. Add that up in your head and it becomes a pretty heady sum. Many organizations are designed to render service and aid to the communities they serve. As an example is a Rotary Club in Blanding, which contributes to the community. They have recently completed a small gazebo north of the Subway sandwich shop. Recently, an all-volunteer orchestra and choir sang The Messiah. No one was paid for it. Many at the senior center donate their time without monetary compensation. Mary Palmer teaches Shenzhen twice a week without getting paid. Gail Shumway and Letha Burtonshaw have been organizing activities for the seniors without seeing a single dime. All the members of the Kygalia Fine Arts are not paid but donate their time and talents. It made it easy when applying for grants to state that this is an all-volunteer fine arts board, unlike many cities that have paid staff doing the same kind of work. This area is used to volunteer work, particularly in their church assignments. All of this time and donations are given voluntarily. In the process, the giver actually gets more in return. I've watched teenagers complain about going to a service project, only to return smiling and feeling very satisfied inside. They are generally happier because endorphins have been released into their bloodstreams. I'd like you to consider volunteering. Don't always wait to be asked. Step forward and show some initiative. See what needs to be done, and then do it. Many nonprofits are looking for dependable, skilled volunteers. By the way, I treat my volunteering like a job. If I can't show, then I let the people in charge know. Even if you are a volunteer, people are counting on you. Not everything we do can be measured in money. How we assist others will always prove much more satisfying and rewarding. So let's volunteer. This has been an Artful Life.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with a Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome you back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Had it all set, we're going to bring you back in with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. But that's not working for some reason.
It froze solid.
This morning. Yeah, tell us about the song.
It was ice crystals coagulated up in the sky. Nothing fell on your head. But that was the number one song 54 years ago today. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by B.J. Thomas. This was in 1970. It was written by Hal David and Burt Bacharach for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Won an Academy Award for Best Original Song. That's an awesome song. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. On this day in history, in 1991, the Persian Gulf War started. Iraq moved in and tried to annex Kuwait as one of its provinces, the 19th province, triggered this war. It lasted a month and a half before a ceasefire was finally declared at the end of February. That's all in 1991. And on this day, 1973, the last episode of Bonanza aired. It was on for 14 years. Have you ever seen Bonanza?
I have not.
Man, it's a great show. You know, cowboy show, Settling the West, and Little Joe and Hoss. And anyway, it's a great show. 14 years, last episode, 51 years ago today. Today is National Nothing Day. Today that you don't have to do anything and you can feel good about not doing anything. If you're doing nothing, aren't you doing something with nothing as the thing that you're doing? So when you put that on your checklist and do nothing and then check that off your checklist.
There you go.
Yeah. It's a deep day today.
But then are you actually accomplishing doing nothing if you check it off? And you've done something.
Yeah, I did nothing. Oh, I did nothing. That's good.
No, you've no longer done nothing, though, because you've done something.
Yeah. I'm thinking about that. Yeah. Anyway, regardless, it's National Nothing Day. If you want to put that on your list of things not to do or not, it's still the day. One day a year we can do nothing. Birthdays today. Sade is 65 years old today. A British-Nigerian singer. She's a smooth operator. Lin-Manuel Miranda is 54 years old today. A playwright and actor and Disney songwriter and lots of stuff. Actress Kate Moss is 50. Actress Debbie Allen is 74. She's starred in Fame. And Olympic gold medalist and missionary Eric Liddell was born on this day in 1902. He died in 1945 in China, where he served as a missionary. He won the gold medal at the Paris Olympic Games in 1924. His story is memorialized in Chariots of Fire. Eric Liddell. It's also birthday today for General George Pickett. He was born in 1825. Of course, he led Pickett's charge during the Battle of Gettysburg in the Civil War. Local birthdays today for Ben Peterson and Brandon Musselman. And recent birthdays over the weekend and holiday that we missed for Linda Hugentobler and Rye Nielsen. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call. We're at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a nice birthday. Hope they had a good birthday weekend, most of them over the weekend. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll go ahead and take a quick break, head over to the on-air job fair, then we'll be back with the sports reports. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County still has a number of openings this winter, including a light equipment operator in the North District and a sheriff's deputy also in the North District. Part-time positions include a community marketing coordinator, a Bluff Senior Center aide, and a Blanding Library assistant. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teachers' assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org. and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Join us for an evening of high school hoops tonight as the Monticello Buckaroos host the Grand County Red Devils in a showdown between local teams. It tips off at 5:30 with the boys' game. The girls will follow, and you'll hear it all live right here on Red Rock 92 with video on StreamUtah.live. One other matchup between local teams tonight, the White Horse girls welcome San Juan to Montezuma Creek, looking to sweep that season series. The Green River boys are hosting Altamont, and the Nucla boys and girls are at home against Ridgeway. On the wrestling mats, Dove Creek is hosting Dolores, Norwood, and Nucla in a quad, and Montezuma Cortez is wrestling a duel at Bayfield. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, January 16th, 2023. Looking at 9:43 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Maybe just real quick, local sports report. Bill Boyle, you'll be calling that game. Monticello versus Grand County tonight.
Yeah, two local teams in our listening area facing off. It'll be the second meeting of the season. Grand defeated Monticello in the first game of the season for Monticello. I think Grand had a game or two the weekend before.
Yeah.
That was back in early December or late November.
I think.
It's always interesting to see what's happened between for the teams in the subsequent time frame. So anyway, that starts at 7 tonight, Monticello High School Gymnasium. You can listen to it here on Red Rock 92 and streaming at streamutah.live.
Yeah, and should be an interesting evening too. Monticello is going to be recognizing the 94 state championship team.
1994. The Buckaroos won their first ever high school boys basketball state championship, and a lot of members of that team and coaches will be there, and should be a fun evening.
Yeah, should be really cool. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got the regional sports report to look at, our three regional teams. Let's look what happened for them over the weekend. The Jazz beating the Raptors on Friday and the Lakers on Saturday. So a good little run for the Jazz. And then they beat the Pacers yesterday, too. So Utah Jazz 3-0 over the long weekend. Good little run for them. Taking a look at the Denver Nuggets on Friday, they beat the New Orleans Pelicans and defeated the Indiana Pacers, on Sunday. They're in action tonight in Philadelphia at 5:30. Finally, taking a look at the Phoenix Suns. Looks like yesterday they were in Portland, beat the Trailblazers 127-116, And tonight they're hosting the Sacramento Kings. That tips off at 7. So, yeah, undefeated weekend for our regional NBA teams. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, they're all on a roll, too. The Jazz in particular seem to be hot. They defeated Indiana pretty handily last night. And
A
lot of football over the weekend. Of course, our local teams have moved on to the next phase of the year, which is planning for next year. But playoffs still in action and some great games.
Yeah, yeah, it was a fun weekend of football. More to come.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, good deal. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead. That'll do it for this edition of the show, and look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.